Thank you for being here today as we begin a brand new week together on God Is. Next week is Christmas. In preparation for the celebration of the birth of our Lord, we are invested in the genealogy of Jesus, and this year specifically in learning about the two people God chose as the earthly parents of Jesus, Joseph and Mary. We've talked about Joseph, and now we're deep into our discussion on the real Mary, as the Bible presents her to us in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. This is a rich passage of the New Testament that I've invited you to read every day through Christmas. I hope that you spend a little time this weekend reading it. That's exactly what I'm going to do as we get rolling this week, at least a portion of it. Open your Bible with me if you're able to, and hear now the Word of God from Luke 1, verses 26 through 31. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man, whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, Gabriel said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Let me pray for us. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Thank you for giving us the gift of life and another opportunity this week to know you through your word to our minds and hearts. I pray that in this week, before we celebrate your Son, Jesus Christ, that we will have an attitude of worship every single moment of our lives, not just in these days on our calendars when it reads Christmas. Make us a true people of Christ evermore. We thank you for your servant Mary, chosen by your divine wisdom to be the earthly mother of your Son, Jesus. Help us to know who she really was. She was not divine. Mary was human, very human, just like us. So impress on our souls the distinction between Mary and Jesus. Help me, Lord, to be a faithful teacher of your precious and most holy word. Help me to be faithful to what the Bible means by what it says. I pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now in Luke 1, in the verses I have just read for us, we already covered verses 26 through 27. Mary was a virgin up until the time of the birth of Jesus, but she was not a perpetual or permanent virgin according to the Bible. And now we come to verse 28. And this statement of the angel Gabriel to Mary. In our series, I have already told you about Gabriel, and listen again now to what he says to the virgin. And coming in, Gabriel said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." In any dialogue concerning who Mary was, we have to deal with the greeting that the angel Gabriel made to her, because there are very different interpretations of what the angel meant by what he said. And if we get the interpretation wrong, then we will get Mary wrong. And we do not want to be wrong when we are talking about what the Bible means by what it says. So today, let me lay out before you the two main differences in how to interpret what Gabriel means when he says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And I'm going to begin with what I believe to be the correct interpretation, and then I will move to an alternative interpretation, or what I believe to be the wrong interpretation. Based on the way the Greek language reads, I agree that God favors Mary with grace. What marvelous grace the God of the universe shows to young Mary, a teenage girl in the middle of what was nowhere, such that he should choose her to be the woman who will carry the infant Jesus in her womb and give birth to him. And in the original language of the New Testament, Greek, favored one does mean full of grace. I'll grant that. Or from the Greek, we can say that she was made graceful. She was endowed with grace. Mary experiences what we can call an amazing grace, to quote one of our favorite hymns. But it is crucial. This is really very important that we understand. This same word is used elsewhere in the New Testament to mean grace that is given by God to all of his people, to those of us who are Christians, all of Christ's disciples. We are all recipients of the Lord's grace. And let me give you a clear example. This is from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. So in your Bible, you have to flip from Luke over to the right to Ephesians, get into chapter 1 and come down to verse 6. Here the Apostle Paul is telling the Ephesian church in clear terms what God has done for every person who has faith alone in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of their sins. He tells us in verse 5, for example, that we are predestined to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of God's will. Now that's pretty incredible, but I will resist the temptation to get into verse 5 right now. I want you to listen carefully to verse 6. This is Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6. To the praise of the glory of God's grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Let me give that to you again. To the praise of the glory of God's grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ has received the grace of God. In fact, we cannot have faith in Christ without first receiving God's grace. We are the recipients of the grace of God. This is what makes us the Beloved. Christians are beloved of God. And how is this related to Gabriel's greeting to Mary back in Luke 1, verse 28? Luke 1, verse 28 and Ephesians 1, verse 6 are closely related because the word bestowed in Ephesians is the same root word in the Greek language used in Luke 1, verse 28 for favored one. Bestowed in Ephesians 1 and favored one in Luke 1 use a very similar Greek word. What Gabriel is saying to Mary in Luke 1 is the same thing Paul is saying about all of God's people in Ephesians 1. God gave Mary grace, but God gave this same grace to every one of us who believe in him. So regarding God's grace, there is nothing more special about Mary than there is about us. Mary did not deserve to be God's favored one, and we do not deserve to be the ones upon whom God bestows his marvelous grace. None of us are worthy of the grace of God, right? That's the nature of grace. God is giving me something. God is giving you something. And God gave Mary something none of us deserve. There is literally nothing we can do to earn God's grace. Nothing. And so when we get grace, we are indeed favored by Almighty God. That is what Luke conveys in verse 28 of his first chapter when he recounts what the angel Gabriel said to Mary. Finally, on this first interpretation of Luke 1:28, please notice that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a recipient of God's grace, not a giver of God's grace. Mary can and does receive grace, but she is not like God in that she can give saving grace to other people. Mary is human. Mary is not divine. Mary is only the earthly mother of Jesus, not worthy of any worship beyond any other person, with the single exception of Jesus, who we alone worship. Now hold all of this in your mind as we proceed. It would not hurt to jot it down, so let me summarize this for you. If you're able to, write this down. Yes, Mary receives God's grace to be the mother of Jesus. But we, you and I who are Christians, same as all believers in Jesus for all time, we are also recipients of God's same grace. As Paul wrote, we are the Beloved. And second, we are all, Mary included, just recipients of God's grace, not givers of God's saving grace to other people. Now, this will bother those of you listening who believe that Mary had an immaculate conception and that she was without sin and therefore worthy of your veneration, your worship. You will likely not be happy with me for pulling Mary down to your level. And that is what I am coming to next, the alternative interpretation of Luke 1, verse 28, as made by the Roman Catholic Church and some other traditions. Before I proceed, just a reminder of what I'm doing today, I want to put before you, succinctly, two different interpretations of Luke chapter 1, verse 28. What does it mean when the angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you"? You just heard my interpretation, rooted in the Bible and, of course, the Protestant evangelical conviction. But now, what do our Roman Catholic friends say? Or at least, what does the Roman Catholic Church proper have to say about all of this? Now, they maintain and teach, yes, they teach this at present today, that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a woman who had an immaculate conception. She was without sin. Mary was sinless. And they teach that she is worthy of our veneration. And this verse, Luke 1:28, they say affirms this about Mary, as do some other verses right here in Luke 1. And we're going to come to those other verses on Wednesday and Thursday. And here's the key. Catholics say that the proper interpretation of favored one, or full of grace, in Luke 1 verse 28, is that this is the proper name for Mary. In the Catholic Bible, this verse reads, quote, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And for Catholics, full of grace serves as the proper name for Mary. So for example, when a Roman Catholic prays to Mary, which is often, they will begin, "Hail Mary, full of grace." If you are Catholic, this is how you commence the Hail Mary. And what you heard was a crucial difference in the translation of Luke 1 verse 28. The Catholic Church's interpretation of the meaning of this one short verse is very different than the first interpretation that I have given you today. I trust that you're beginning to see the difference between the two interpretations. I do not believe Mary's proper name is full of grace. I definitely do not agree with the way the Catechism of the Catholic Church puts it, and I quote, "Mary was by sheer grace conceived without sin," unquote. I think the Bible presents Mary as a sinner, just like you and me, and I will present the scripture to you to support my case beginning tomorrow, right here on God Is.